If people had, well, if they had two horses on a wagon, the one on the right and the one on the left, do you know different terms for them?
I believe, as I've heard it, it's a G and a haul. I think means one. I don't know which means which.
And if you were talking about something that was not just right near at hand, you'd say, and I asked you where it was, you'd say, well, it's just a little...
little piece.
And if you'd been traveling someplace and you still thought you had a considerable distance to go, you might say that you have a long...
We'd say long ways.
And if something's just real common and you don't have to look for any special place, you'd say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if a person fell this way, you'd say they fell
forward.
And if they fell this way, then
backward.
And do you know what they call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
Furrows.
And if somebody, if a farmer had a good yield.
A row.
And if a farmer had like a good yield of something, they'd say they raised a big...
good crop.
And if you were getting rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say you were...
clearing.
And do you know anything about wheat? That they tie wheat up into a...
shocks, I believe they're called.
And they measure wheat by the... or corn or things like that by the...
bushel.
And do you know a combine, what a combine does?
It goes, it gathers it up.
And then...
and ties it.
And now, the act of separating the grain from, like, on wheat or oats from the rest of it, they refer to that as... have you heard people talking about threshing?
Threshing, that's it, yes.
And now you were talking about that your mother said she'd never seen bread in the store. Well, when you were talking about that type of bread that comes from the loaves, you refer to that as...
they call it bought bread.
Oh, they did. Oh, they did. Well, when
now, store bread, whatever.
Yeah. Well, now, if it was made at home, how would you, the same type but made at home, you'd call it...
they call it light bread.
Light bread. And now this was the type that would rise. Right. And in order to make it rise, they'd put
yeast.
And what else would they make out of wheat flour besides the...
well, I don't know. I suppose, you know, other than rolls of bread, I don't know what else you would
Did you have biscuits?
Oh, yes, biscuits, which I never learned to like, but they had.
Oh, yeah? what about what you'd make out with cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Now, did you ever have anything that was like, especially with fish, that would have, like, it was cornmeal, and it would have, like, little bits of onion? Or
what you call a corn dodger.
Oh, that would be like a corn dodger. Yeah.
Or corn pone.
Oh, now what?
Corn pone was all it was boiling water, salt, and meal.
Oh, I see.
And it was made into a little thing like a corn dodger. And it was just corn pone, which I imagine came from the black people, too.
And then a corn dodger had...
corn dodger had other things in it.
Had other things in it.
Had onion or...
And
things like that in it.
Stuff like that in it.
But it's made, I think, similar.
What about... something that's fried in deep fat with a hole in the center.
Would be a donut.
And a lot of times at breakfast, people would make up a batter and fry like three or four